Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. Protesters upset the country's economy is sagging with high unemployment. Observers say they are upset also with President Hassan Rouhani, who won re-election in May with promises to revive the economy. Sanam Vikal is an Iran analyst at Chatham House.
This is sort of a make-or-break moment for Rouhani, and the protests are really drawing people together on these grievances of inflation, unemployment, growing inequality and corruption. So this is his moment to either come out and actually address some of these grievances in a meaningful way, or he will just ultimately be lumped in with the rest of the political elite.
Iran's 2015 nuclear deal is seen as Rouhani's major achievement. The deal, made with the U.S. and five other world powers, curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for relief from international sanctions, but no economic growth has followed. Russian news outlets, the Interfax specifically, is reporting that a suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injured at least 13, militant group Islamic State claiming responsibility. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and for promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides, Islamabad rejecting Afghan objections. This is VOA News.